Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. In today's episode, we are going to do another installment of Polish Peculiarities. This is where I show you things that really kind of fascinate me, things that are a little bit different than those that I grew up with back home in the US, growing up in Texas. And as you might have noticed, over my left shoulder, there is a Polish hunting stand or a Polish hunting blind. We are going to go up into this. I'm going to tell you the whole story and some facts about it coming up right after this. Now, before we go up closer and take a look inside, I'd like to share three things with you today. The first one is the fact that the word hunter stand in Polish translates to ambona. And ambona is an interesting word because ambona also means a priest's pulpit or a pastor's pulpit. And learning Polish years ago, I could not associate these two. How can this word ambona mean these two drastically different things? It still gives me fits today. Maybe somebody who's a better linguist out there can explain it. Maybe you know the history on that. The second thing I'd like to share with you is when you land in Poland the first time, as a passenger, I want you to look out your window. Look out into the open fields, and I want you to count how many of these you see. They are everywhere throughout this country. I came to Poland thinking this was a gun-free zone, that, you know, Poles have no guns whatsoever, but it turns out there are a lot of hunters. There's a big association of hunters who have guns legally for hunting purposes, so wild pig, deer, and so on. So do count that. Take a look. Notice these. And the third thing is the most important one I'd like to share with you. Why am I here? What's the point of showing you this hunter stand? Well, I'm standing on one of our wedding gifts right now. When I got married back in 2011, my wife and I received this piece of land as one of our wedding gifts. And it's lovely. We come out here, we fly drones, we fly RC planes, and we take a little journey back here to the edge of the forest. And we sometimes just go up and relax and do different things like reading books. And I'm going to get more into that in just a second. The first thing I notice is how tall a Polish hunting stand is. This one has to be about 7 meters tall or about 20 feet. The stand is totally freestanding and the construction is modest. The legs of the stand are just bare pine trees cut at equal lengths. I'm not sure if the wood's been treated with chemicals in any way, but they seem to be passing the test of time rather well. Built upon these four tree pillars is the actual stand or blind itself. I like the X reinforcement, which is just nailed in place. Now, I'd like to point out that America has everything somewhere, so for some of my American viewers, this may not be too different from similar wooden stands you may see in the States. I have to remind you, I grew up in suburban Houston. I'm a city boy, and I associated hunting blinds or hunting stands with those metal ones you could pick up at Academy Sports and Outdoors that you would just fasten to the side of a tree, like this one in the photo. All right, let's go up the stairs and see how sturdy it is. I'm a big boy at almost 100 kilos, so I hope these steps support me. Oh, they feel pretty solid, and up we go. Open the door here with this simple latch. There's actually two latches, and in we go. Wow, you'll be surprised at how small it is. It looks like it would be bigger, but it's actually quite tiny up here, maybe 1 meter by 1 meter max. And someone's left a chair for us. And although it's on our land, I suspect it's still being used, and that's okay. Cabin maybe is about 2 meters high. I'm 192, so I can barely stand up in here. And it's really solid up here. I'm kind of moving around and it's not moving at all, so it's really well built. Seems to be quality construction. One hunter could comfortably fit here, but two, maybe you could squeeze them in. But this stand seems to be for a sole hunter. Anyway, it's fun. Oh, guys, I have to tell you, I'm really comfortable here. This is a nice place to kind of chill out today. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I told my wife I'll be home in an hour. Today is January the 3rd. The temperature is 3 degrees Celsius, so it's not too bad. Fresh air, not a soul in sight, and I'm going to be sitting up here reading a great book. You want to know what book I'm reading? I'm reading my friend Dave's book, To jest bardzo polskie. Dave Zamerek, he published his book recently. I picked it up from his website, and I have to tell you about this book. I have no stake in this. He's not paying me a grosz, not a single cent for promoting it. I just have to promote it because it's so well written. Let me tell you a little bit about this book. Dave does, first of all, a tremendous job in capturing America from the Polish perspective and vice versa. For Polish people traveling to the USA for the first time, or for Americans traveling to Poland and living here, this book will give you invaluable insight into how different our two nations really are culture-wise. And in my view, Dave understands it perfectly. Personally, I really enjoyed reading about Dave's life adventures. The book is written, again, in Polish, but it's great for both Poles and Polish-speaking Americans. To order, just head over to davezamerki.pl. Ordering is a breeze. I'll put a link in my description below on how to pick up this book. In the meantime, for the next hour, I'm going to be sitting right here, just like I am, and I'm going to be reading a few pages. I got an hour. I'll be doing that. Thank you for that little pitch of this book. You have to see it. You have to check this book out. Guys, if you have not subscribed to my channel yet, like I say in almost every episode, what are you waiting for? Just click the button right here on my To Jest Bardzo Polskie book so you do not miss out on future episodes and you can become a part of the Love My Poland family. Thank you so much. Happy New Year again. All the best. See you next time.